This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. And at 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL for our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. His guest tonight will be Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. And
the Rizzler.
Coach Rizzi's guest tonight, Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator of the Saints.
Well, you know, the bottom line, Clint Kubiak's on. I'm so glad that when I was preaching this in training camp, Mike, okay, we want Taysom Hill to last, but we're not saving him. He's already 34 years of age. Not 10 to 12 touches, 18 to 20 touches.
Okay, I was telling him up front here, what did Drew Brees, when I asked Drew at the pickleball tournament, say? Mike, there's not a world we should live in that Taysom Hill doesn't play quarterback at least 12 times a game as a passer or as a runner.
QB power, whatever you're going to do, throw him the ball, let him throw the ball. Not a bomb. I don't want him throwing no splash junk play. But you look at that flea flicker. That was a dart. That 18-yard pass that he threw, that was like an NFL pass.
But other one was.
Yeah, you know. But then he let him run back kickoffs. He goes 42 yards. And you know what? We all know he helped us get the momentum when we beat Tampa Bay. Remember the one year when he blocked the punt. Okay, Taysom, go in there and try and block the punt. I'm going to give him everything. He could tackle. He could do everything. Mike, and I had to wear this shirt today in honor of Taysom Hill because he's an outstanding American. On and off the field, and you know, Swiss Army knife, whatever. Some fan gave me this. I had it in the back of the closet. I think it's only the second time I wear this.
I got one, but it don't fit me. You want that one?
I'm going to keep this one clean. And it says Hill. Instead of, you know how we all brag about GOAT, greatest of all time. You know, it could be Joe Montana. You go back Johnny Unitas. So whoever you think, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, or whatever. Well, that was the GOAT GOAT, greatest of all time. Well, Taysom Hill was the damn joke, jack of all trades. So I love this shirt. It is like J-O-A-T, jack of all trades. Taysom Hill could do anything. I guarantee if we ever get in a bind, you could put him in the box at linebacker, and I bet he would kick ass if you coached him up on defense.
What did Dennis Allen tell you and I? My first thought when they brought him here, he said, I went to Sean and said, you know what? We could use him as a designated pass rusher. He's never done it, but I think he could.
I think he could close the deal because he's so freaking strong. He's so strong so he can run over you. But you know what? He's fast. Taysom Hill's faster than you think. You know, they just give him a white boy. No, he can run. He is fast. And he can hit it and get it. So I'm telling you, I've said this jokingly. You know, Taysom Hill, happily married man. He's unbelievable on and off the field.
He is.
I don't know what he has, Mike, 4 or 5 kids now? He's very fruitful. But you look at Taysom Hill. I mean, if your daughter ever brought home that kind of individual, you would think as a parent you hit the damn lottery. I mean, I think Taysom Hill. Now, everybody might have skeletons in the closet. If Taysom does, I'd be shocked.
I'd be really
Taysom
surprised.
Hill's almost too good to be true.
Yep.
That's why we got to use him. We're not saving him for nothing. He's not 24, he's 34. So, no, we got to ride that pony. We got to ride Taysom Hill. We got to use him. We ain't saving him for nothing. We trying to, against the Rams? No, you got to utilize him. And, look, Drew Brees, Derek Carr, whoever's the quarterback, you just selfish or you arrogant and you think, oh, why are you taking me out of the game? No, don't you want to win as a team? If Taysom Hill helps you win, well, play him. A few snaps at quarterback. Derek Carr don't have a problem with that. Drew Brees didn't have a problem with that. Yes. Hello. Come on.
Okay, Bob. I said this to Tommy Tucker this morning. what you saw yesterday, and I've seen most of the games that have been played in the Superdome, if it's Saints, if it's an opposing team, Sugar Bowl, national championship game, that was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in the Dome. I'm not talking about just Saints. Overall, you're talking about 248 yards of total offense.
Hello.
He rushed for 138 yards.
Hello.
And three touchdowns, 50 yards in catches, a 42-yard kickoff return. He completed a pass. That goes down as one of the greatest performances ever in the Superdome for anybody.
Well, to show you how great he was, he had two turnovers, and we don't even talk about that.
That's right.
Because you know why? He helped the team win. The game was still on the line. All of a sudden, I was so frustrated. I'm writing this in my notes. I'm going, damn, Taysom, you can't fumble. I know you got the crap knocked out of you. And you remember, okay, we went.
It was Denzel Ward.
14-6.
Yep.
I said, at least we got a field goal. It'd be 17-6 or 21-6 when he fumbled in. But he redeemed himself. Yeah. You know, you can't give up. You look what he did in the second half. And the team still has confidence in him. Don't worry, like Coach Riz, you know. We're not forgetting him, but we're going to still feed you.
Okay, you've been in those situations. I think for Taysom, he's got a turn-the-page mentality going
on
to the next.
One snap and clear.
But a lot of coaches, they would hold that against you. Well, we were going to feed him, but I don't know about today. He fumbled. He threw an interception. I give them credit. They stayed to the game plan in which they had put forth.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if Dennis Allen would have did the same thing as Coach Rizzi to give Coach Kubiak permission. You know, no, we still riding that horse. We still going with Taysom Hill. Because you have to realize the ability and the game-breaking ability that he has, and you got to take advantage of that. Now, Taysom will tell you that Taysom, because as a player, you never sometimes dwell on the great stuff or the good stuff you did, and you dwell on maybe the bad things. When you go to bed at night, and Taysom probably say, damn, I shouldn't have thrown that pop-up interception. I got to be able to hole in the ball. But he did that. Now, when this year, I want to say last season in Atlanta when he fumbled.
He sure did.
When he fumbled. And we were in control of that game because he knows how that could dictate the ebb and flow of a game. And to show you how much we were better than the Browns, we were -2 in the turnover margin, and we crushed
them. Still won.
We crushed them. And when you crush them, you know, we have not had luck against the Cleveland Browns.
Nope.
And I was part of this. Do you know in 1987, the most the Saints have ever scored against the Browns was 28 points. We beat Bernie Kosar and the Browns. We won 28-21. Well, guess what? We just scored 35. The Saints had never beaten the Browns in a winning game by more than 7 points. We won 28-21. Remember the coldest game in Cleveland last time?
Yep.
We won 17-10. So, no, that's the first time we've kicked the Browns' ass. That has not happened in 20 games now. In the history of the Saints and Browns, in 20 games, this was the first time we really whooped the Browns. Because remember the one time when that Drew Brees and Sean Payton and all, Rob Ryan, and then the Browns,
that amoeba
defense, they were 0-7 or 0-8,
yep.
And they beat us. Then Scott Fujita.
Scott was on that team.
He intercepted, I want to say, Drew a couple of times and all that. So, no, we have not had any luck against the Browns. We have not any had success. Now, in 20 games, we've only won 7. Now, if you look at it, at the home field, we played in New Orleans 12 times. We've only won 4. So I'm telling you, when you're looking at the Browns, we have not had their number. Well, guess what? We had their number yesterday. We had their number yesterday. No, the Browns were in the playoff last year. What are you talking about? We got the audience over here saying the Browns suck. It's still an NFL team. It's still an NFL team. No, that's a damn LSU fan hollering right now. You want to know who sucks right now?
It's LSU.
The LSU fighting Tigers. Ain't nobody fighting right now.
No. Come it on. Goes to show you what this offense is with a healthy Eric McCoy and a healthy Taysom Hill.
Yeah, look.
The difference two guys make. People, they don't make that big of a difference. All I know is look at where this offense was, and then Eric goes down with an injury.
Well,
Eric McCoy.
And then hopefully he's available for the Rams.
It looks to be that it's not serious.
Not serious, and they will be overly cautious to make sure McCoy is available for the stretch.
Look how they ran the ball. Bob, they averaged 6.7 yards a carry.
Well, that's what we did. That's what we did the first two games, That's what we did the first two games this season, and that was not the case even though we beat Atlanta. You know what we did? We ran the football, and we stopped the run.
3.3 for the Browns.
3.3 for the Browns and 7.5 for the Saints. If we do that against the Rams, that one thing, we're going to beat the Rams. If we do that, if we can run the ball and stop the run, like, I don't know if we can. Now, the one thing I'm worried about the Rams, I don't know, can we cover them on the back end? Ooh, they torched us in L.A. last year.
Man, Matt Stafford was unreal in that game.
Yeah, well, we better give him the business. Now, that's one thing with Jameis Winston. You got to give Jameis Winston played outstanding. Jameis, I thought for sure we'd have it. We had a chance maybe for a couple of interceptions. I thought we were going to play better against him. Jameis Winston.
He played really well yesterday.
He played well, outstanding. Now, he was hanging with Derek Carr. Look, Winston had a quarterback rating of 106.7. Derek Carr, 129.6. So they both did their job. But the one thing I'm still concerned with, even though we sacked Jameis Winston three times.
You didn't get much of a pass
rush. We still don't get a good enough pass rush. I said, you got to get the quarterback where they're antsy, and all of a sudden they get happy feet. Jameis didn't have no happy feet. And if we don't make Matthew Stafford, we don't get after him, I'm telling you, look all the damn crossing routes they hit us against us in Los Angeles. I mean, that was the game who's our best cornerback right now, Alante Taylor. Because Marshon Lattimore's now at Washington Commanders. And then you got Paulson and Debo out for the year. Alante Taylor, we counting on as the number one guy. Well, they picking on him. They picking on Ugo Amadi. You know who else they're going to pick on when he comes?
Kool-Aid
McKinstry from Alabama. So that's the only reason why I'm not encouraged about the Rams game. We might have to take it away. Is we better get a pass rush. Because Matthew Stafford has feasted on the Saints.
If you don't get a better pass rush, that's a nail.
I would think so.
You got to affect his passing. We'll be back with more on the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, thank y'all for taking my call, my brothers. How y'all doing today?
We doing good, brother.
Longshoreman, I'm glad y'all settled the strike. I'm glad that's all over.
Yeah, Bobby was worried about that, Longshoreman.
Yeah, because I know about you got to stick together as a team and all that, but are you satisfied with what happened or what?
Yeah, I think we're all going to be fine, Bobby, when this is all said and done come the 1st of January. Yeah, it's all going to be good. We're going to be looking pretty. I got a question for y'all, Bobby and Mike. What's Shaq Bey wearing? Has he got on some purple or has he got on some Dallas colors? What's he wearing today?
Shaq Bey is out of sight, out of mind. He's so embarrassed with the Cowgirls right now, he ain't even showing up. Listen.
I thought he was out there.
No, he's not here today.
No, he's not here. Yet. He's so discouraged, I think the wife might have even kicked him out the house.
Because she's a Saints fan. She's a Saints fan. He's a Cowgirl.
She's a Saints fan, and probably she can't be around him. He's so nervous because how are you going to be world champs when you're not even state champs?
And that might get settled tonight.
No, they're going to lose to the Texans tonight, and they won't even be state champs.
He gets a little wound up. I've seen him downtown in Bay St. Louis, man. When them Tigers are playing, man, he's so tight. He's so tensed up, man. I don't know how he can even breathe, man. And his wife's just sitting there all nice and calm and cool. She don't care. But anyway,
you know what, Longshoreman? I got to meet your daughter, your beautiful daughter, yesterday. She sent me a picture, man.
She sent me a picture. Yeah. I was jealous. I said, that's cool. I appreciate you letting her take that day. I know they had a good time.
Well, you're a handsome man. You make a good gene pool. You make a good gene pool.
Oh, you too much, Bobby. Hey, Bobby and Mike, I tell you what, I couldn't add much more to what y'all were saying about Taysom Hill, and then I'll get to my other point about this game and what's been going on the last couple of weeks. But Taysom Hill is I just consider him, you know how when you're playing poker or you're playing some kind of card game and you need them aces, and when he's out there on the field, you basically got all four aces in your hand. Because, like you were talking about, if we send him out there to pass rush and maybe a blitz or something, corner blitz, I guarantee you he'd get the damn job done. And, I mean, look at him on special teams. Look at him one play, he throws a pass. The next play, he catches a pass. And the next play, he runs for a touchdown. I mean, everybody wants one, but they don't have one like him.
Showman, here's the thing, and I've done this 40 years in scouting. I cannot compare him to anyone. And no nope. one's done it at this level
no.
like what he has. People say, what about Deion? Okay, Deion was a great corner. He played a little wide receiver.
Hey, listen, I'm
You played with Deion.
I played with him and against him. I'm one of the few people that could say in the NFL, I don't know if Troy Aikman did it, but I threw Deion an interception in an NFL game and I threw him a touchdown pass. So how many people can say that? Hey, listen, Deion Sanders didn't want to tackle nobody. He goes, man, I'm paying the cover people. No, he might try and push him out of bounds. No, Taysom Hill is tough as nails. People don't realize
he knocked a snot bubble quick.
But. Yeah, knock a snot bubble, exactly like you said, and just bust that jock strap with all of a sudden, like, whoa, what the hell? Who just hit me? But no, it's too good to be true. He is truly like living modern day history. If Taysom Hill was playing in New York, and let's say, or even Chicago for the Bears, and the teams are winning, they would build a damn statue of him. I'm telling you,
he'd have every commercial.
Taysom Hill's that good. We're in a smaller market, Gulf Coast, Gulf South. Taysom Hill does not get enough appreciation and love.
And Bob, I think a lot of that too, also from Saints fans. You don't realize what you have until he's not going to be there. It's going to be the same thing like with Drew Brees. Exact same thing.
They don't really realize at the NFL level the skill set. Like, who's the guy who goes both ways? Shador's friend, Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter at Colorado.
No, he's going to win the Heisman. He should win.
Okay,
you
win the Heisman. But the one thing, and he has the skill set, he don't get off the field. It's kind of like what
That's
you did
unbelievable.
In the 60s. But I guarantee you, he might be somewhat tough, but he ain't Taysom Hill tough. Taysom Hill so freaking tough,
point,
I'm telling you. He's that's a different level.
Go ahead, Seth.
Yeah. Bobby and Mike, I'm going to say this without trying to sound too much like a homer, but I'm trying to speak objectively. And I really think that right now, if we would have made this decision last year, and let's just say, it's Rizzy or whoever else, somebody with some fire like him, but look what he's doing on the sideline. I just think objectively, not being a homer, I think our record would be 7-4 instead of 4-7. Because those games were so tight.
Well, the whole thing, you can't lose against the Panthers, the Eagles, and the Falcons the first time.
We would have won those games with somebody with some fire. They would have found a way, but you can't have to just throw through the tulips. Dennis Allen on the sideline. He ain't going to win you a game.
Well, the thing is, we finally close out the games, and you look how many NFL games that you watch the highlights. What it comes down to, I don't know, did you block the
field goal?
The final drive. How do you close out games? I still don't know how we lost to the Eagles. And look at the Eagles' record right now.
Or Atlanta. You didn't give up one defensive touchdown.
Yeah. And then, when you look, that always comes back to bite you. But if you look at right now, I think what Coach Kubiak will do, we'll have him on, is that, you think, just run the same plays against, like we did against Cleveland, against the Rams. Or the same plays you continue. Teams adjust. It's like a chess match. Now, what you can utilize Taysom Hill, what helps their other players, that you use him sometimes as a decoy. Because they so focus on him, and then another player, if they worth their salt, they should be able to step up and take advantage of that scenario. So it's not like, so what? The defense knows we're always giving it to Taysom Hill. No. The NFL's too good. They will stop him, but you got to trick him. And you got to trick them. You come at them, and then you slip it aside, and you go here, and then you come back. Like, I guarantee you, look how wide open that dart he threw when he ran that sweep. Mike, where do you go? That flea flicker? Remember Taysom Hill when he hit? Look how open that receiver was. That was junior high open, not even high school open. He was so freaking open because, you know what? They're not used to that play. Those are the things you got to dial up.
They didn't think he was going to throw it.
Yeah, they thought he's running for sure, like, QB power, whatever. So that's where I think Taysom Hill, not only what he does with the ball in his hands, but just by him being in the huddle on the field, the threat that he makes to the defense, and the more they got to work on to help the other offensive players.
Thanks so much for the call, Longshoreman. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. If you're in the area, come on by and get a square on the pool here at the Silver Slipper. And 7:30 tonight. Houston Texans, Dallas Cowboys, right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Hollywood in Thibodeau. Hollywood in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right, brother.
All right, Hollywood. You had Fouchon? Are you off or what? I know you're looking for E.D. White forward in those playoffs, I know.
Yeah, I got one more day left in Thibodeau, but we play Friday night against Livingston. So that should be pretty interesting. I never saw no tape on them, but I think we should have no problem with Livingston.
I think they take care of business against Livingston. I do think so.
Right.
I agree with you.
Great team win by the Saints. And, Bobby, I'm just as old as you are, and I saw a lot of NFL football through my years of living. I never seen a guy like Taysom Hill play all kind of positions that he plays, and he does it well.
No,
I know I haven't. Bobby, I think agrees.
No, listen, we're not that old. Like Red Grange, somebody said in the media, the galloping ghost, like Red Grange.
No, we didn't cover that.
Or you can even say when pro football started. You remember that famous Native American, Jim Thorpe?
Yep.
You can go on and on. I'm telling you, Taysom Hill is on that skill set because it's the NFL. It's not that you might see somebody in high school do this. You know what Taysom Hill's doing? They have a lot of players around the country that could do what Taysom Hill does at the high school level. Now, you didn't look at even in college. You might say, look what's happening in Colorado with Travis Hunter, but never.
Okay, the tight end, Warren, at Penn State. Look all the positions that cat plays. Tyler Warren, the tight end at Penn State.
Does he play on defense?
Bob, they've used him on special teams.
Well, that's like Taysom Hill.
And he plays tight end, has played center, has been in the backfield, has played wide receiver. That's the closest thing at the collegiate level.
Okay, and then if he succeeds and you recognize him at Penn State.
I like him a lot.
Now, can he do that at the NFL level? That's the difference. The NFL is the best of the best. I mean, so that's why with Taysom Hill to do it, Hollywood, at that level, no, we have not witnessed that. And if you look at that, they used to have play both ways, and you look at Frank Gifford going way back in the Giants.
Chuck Begnarek started at linebacker and center for the Eagles.
In 1960. I want to say they won the championship
they did.
Before the Super Bowl, 1960. That's why when you look at, like, that is so old. That's like – I mean, when you think of the transition, when you look at civil rights and all that, we're like, this is like post-World War II, Korean War. And all you look at the transition, we're in the 60s and all that. Taysom Hill was a throwback playing in the 21st century in 2024. What? I'm telling you. Taysom Hill is almost the reason why, and I said this to some of the viewers here, some of the listeners here at the Silver Slipper. You know why he never heard of Taysom Hill in college? You go, whoa, if he's so damn good in the NFL, what did he do at Brigham Young? He plays so hard, he's so aggressive, he was always hurt. If you look at his career, you know why you never heard of him? You know, you heard this guy at Penn State. You never heard of Taysom Hill at Brigham Young because he would knock himself out with it. He was so aggressive that he would actually hurt himself.
In his 4 years there, and he went on the LDS mission, he told me I was healthy 1 year. Of the four.
At Brigham Young. That's why you never heard of. And you see Brigham Young, you see him maybe, and they're not in the playoff picture anymore because they got upset. You know, Brigham Young, that's some quality football, you know, in that mountain, you know, them in Utah and all that. But, no, that's why you never heard of Taysom Hill in college.
You know who tried to recruit him to Stanford? Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, I can
think
see
of
why.
That.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh know how to use him.
In Harbaugh's system,
In the Chargers. And you know what? Mike, who was the coach that screwed up? Was it Mike McCarthy with the Packers that put him on, cut him, and they wanted to put him on the practice squad, and the Saints took him? So you know the one who screwed up on Taysom Hill and that potential, then have a vision for him, was
Mike.
Mike McCarthy. With the Packers. Because the Saints got him from the Green Bay Packers practice squad and put him on the active roster.
Sean Payton tells the story. I was watching on the NFL Network one night the replay of the Packers game. I said, man, who is that guy? And so he said, I went back to the scouting department, gave me the research on Taysom, and he said, if we get a chance, I want him. And sure enough, he got cut, and they put him on the active roster.
And that's how the Saints got Taysom Hill. And the one who really discovered him to utilize him as the Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades,
Mike Westhoff,
the special teams coach. And he'll tell you. He'll tell you.
Oh, take credit for that one.
He'll tell you. Who knows? He knew how to utilize him to block punts and use him on all special teams. That ain't Sean Payton. That's me. But I think Mike Westhoff, he's helping Sean Payton with the Broncos.
He left. He had a he's got a health issue.
Oh, okay. He's getting older, you know.
Yeah, he's up in age.
But no. Mike Westhoff, who's been around. Mike, he was coaching when I was playing.
Yep.
So that was the guy. You know how you want to take credit for someone who's an unbelievable success? He goes, "Oh no, I'm taking claim for Taysom Hill."
Because his vision for that role was actually Tim Tebow when he got traded to the Jets, and Tim didn't want to do it.
Tim Tebow's not humble enough. Tim Tebow's one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever. But I want to be an NFL quarterback. No, dude, you're not good enough. You can't pass well enough to be an NFL quarterback. If you'd have moved to H-back and do what Taysom Hill, do whatever the coach wants you to do.
And he's tough. Tim Tebow was a tough
Tim
guy.
Tim Tebow could have lasted.
He's not as fast as Taysom, but he's a tough guy.
No, and he could have been an H-back tight end, do the up-back on the punt coverage and all that. But he wasn't humble enough. But he married Miss Universe from South Africa.
That's not
he
bad.
Married and he did well.
Consolation
prize. Just look at Tim Tebow's wife. She ain't ugly. She's Miss Universe. Come on. Hello? She's Miss Universe. But then he does an outstanding job of the SEC
he
Network.
Does. Very good.
Now, that's his wheelhouse. But Tim Tebow was not humble enough like Taysom Hill. And I'll tell you, as great as the SEC, maybe that was a detriment. Because, listen, Taysom Hill is an NFL football player. Tim Tebow could have been an NFL football player. Tim Tebow wanted to be an NFL quarterback. You know who was an NFL quarterback and that Tim Tebow thought he could be and he can't hold his jock? Cam Newton. You might hate Cam Newton. Cam Newton talks a bunch of crap. Look what he did at Auburn. The Auburn Tigers, JUCO National Championship. 1 year, Auburn wins the National Championship. He leaves. Auburn sucks. They didn't end up doing anything. People don't realize how great Cam Newton was. He was the MVP in the NFL and took the Panthers to the Super Bowl, and they lost to Denver.
Think about it.
And Peyton Manning.
Have they ever replaced Cam Newton in Carolina?
No, they're still looking for the next Cam Newton at Carolina Panthers.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the Second Guess Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. I know he's on pins and needles tonight. Jack Bay from Mississippi. Jack Bay, you're in the huddle. With Bobby and Mike.
What's up, Bobby? What's up, Mike?
All right, brother. How you been?
Hey, Jack Bay.
Doing good, buddy.
Hey, you're doing good. I hope you're not on a bridge because I don't want you to jump. You got to be depressed.
Right now. Me and my wife's next to me. She said, "Go Saints." I said, "Boo."
But Jack Bay, how concerned you are about tonight? How concerned you are about tonight? Because how are you going to be world champs potentially or eventually if you're not even champs?
Man.
If you're not, Houston Texans. I mean, to me, if Dallas beats Houston tonight, that's an upset.
That's a big upset.
The Texans are seven and a half point favorites. So Jack Bay, are you?
Cowboys going to win tonight. Cowboys,
you think they're going to win?
I still got faith in my team.
You got faded in Cooper Rush because the Dak ain't playing no more. You got that bad hammy.
Dak sucks.
The Dak sucks. You don't like Dak. So you want Cooper Rush. How about look at the trade they made with the 49ers.
Trey Lance. He's got him.
Okay, check me. Do you want to see Trey Lance be given opportunity to see if we got a cut bait?
You might have to.
We have to play him or just cut bait?
Trey Lance to play tonight. I want him to play.
I agree.
Okay. Then we'll see because either he's going to do it or you got to cut bait and go in a different direction in the future.
Man. Jerry Jones got it. Man, he's pissing me off, man. This is horrible. This team right here is way better than the Saints. I know that,
Oh, the Cowgirls way better than the Saints? What are you talking about? Look at that game.
Cowboys. There's no cowgirls in this house. It's cowboys.
Oh, they're not better than the Saints when you play somebody head to head. That'd be like LSU saying, "Oh, this year I'm better than Alabama." What? You got waxed by Alabama. Well, you can't say you're better. No, when you play, who won or who lost? That's the bottom line. So you cannot say if you're a Dallas fan, I don't care if you live in Texas, Louisiana. No, you might say, well, the Saints aren't good. Well, where does that put the damn Cowgirls? Where does that put Dallas? They ain't crap. They ain't nothing. They ain't nothing. America's team, yeah, America disowned you. We America's about winners, and Dallas ain't no damn winner.
Thanks for the call, Chuck, baby. Man, we miss you not being over here, buddy.